PDC World Darts Championship on In Play Radio. Email us your tips on the Arras to inplayradio@williamhill.co.uk or tweet us at Will Hill In Play.
Welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. The second round is almost upon us at Ali Pali. It seems weird having a few days off, doesn't it? After day of great darts action. We're covering every single throw on William Hill's In Play Radio, inplayradio.co.uk, if you want to check it out. We've got loads of darts action coming up over the next few days with afternoon sessions on Saturday, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, and we'll be on air for all of it as well. We're going to have a listen to a couple of interviews that we've been sent by our man at Ali Pali. Dan Dawson's been speaking to Raymond van Barneveld, who's a 25-1 shot to win the whole thing, and also Adrian Lewis, who under his former trainer is hoping to win the big one yet again. He's 8-1 this time round. We'll also hear from Rod Harrington with his tips for the second round in just a few minutes time. Let's start off though by hearing Dan Dawson in conversation with Adrian Lewis.
In Play Radio is covering every throw of the William Hill World Darts Championship, with previews from Rod Harrington, live updates from the Ali Pali, experts in the studio and reaction from the best players in the world, we've got it covered.
I thought, I'll show you. You know what I mean? I've been there and done it. You haven't. And I thought, right, this is it, dig in now. And yeah, you know, first set, come off 126 average or something. And as soon as I missed a couple of doubles, I knew it couldn't be the record. And I sort of get frustrated then.
You've gone out there and averaged the highest we've seen so far at this William Hill World Championship. But you're saying you were going out there for world records at one point.
Yeah, I was, yeah. I mean, I've been putting a lot of work in. I've been doing, like, last couple of weeks, I've been with Ian White, practicing away, like I did before the first world title won. And I feel probably better now than I've ever felt. I feel that comfortable. It wouldn't surprise me if I won it. It wouldn't, now.
You are in a very difficult quarter of the draw, but there are some other big name players in there. But I mean, you have to be the best if you're going to go and win this, don't you?
Of course you do. You know, it doesn't matter if you're playing Dave Pallett or Phil Tay. If you play your best, you'll win. You know, you've got just knuckle down. And I think this tournament's a lot different than any other tournament. I mean, last couple of weeks I haven't really slept too well because my mind's on this. Any other tournament, I wake up a bit laxy daisy, to be honest, if you want the truth. But I think I got drilled into that, you know, at a young age with Phil Taylor. He said to me, it doesn't matter if I don't win another major all year, as long as I win the world title. And I think that's probably why I'm always sharp here.
I spoke to you before, and you've always talked about how you come good in the big games.
Yeah.
And it's often been the case here, the William Hill World Championship. Last year was an anomaly, wasn't it? The game against Michael just didn't happen.
Yeah, in all fairness, I think I had 100 average, but the thing is when the sets were going 3-2, I kept missing doubles to win the sets, and it cost me big time. You know, he deserved the win because he was hitting the right shots at the right time. You know, it's not going to happen this year. If I play him in the finals, it's not going to happen this year. Without a shadow of a doubt, no.
Has that sort of been in your mind though? Has that stuck in your mind? Because that's it's a big thing for a tournament where you pretty much always perform.
It was and it wasn't, kind of thing. You know, it was one of them games where I just put it down to a bad day at the office. That's why I did the Sky interview after. I missed doubles to win sets, and it cost me. You know, like I say, there, he won 6-0. Did he deserve win 6-0? No, I don't think so. Maybe he deserved win 6-3, 6-4. So I always look at the positives on it. You know, I missed all swing sets, but you know, it's not going to happen this time. Simple as that.
But you genuinely believe that you're in a better space now than even when you won it the first two times?
I'd say I'm probably in the same mindset as when I first won the world title. I'm there. I've really got nothing to lose. You know, I haven't won it in the last couple of years, so I'm just starting fresh. I've been putting a lot of work in, and I'll go up there and do my job.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.
Adrian Lewis then. Keegan Brown in round two, Sunday at 10:15. Barney, he's a crowd's favourite, isn't he, of course? Former winner of many a trophy and top player. Is he finding a little bit more of that form that took him to the top of the game? He's going to face Jamie Craven on the 29th at 3:45. And he's also speaking to Dan Dawson for William Hill's In Play Radio.
InPlay Radio is covering every throw of the William Hill World Darts Championship. With previews from Rod Harrington, live updates from the Ali Pally, experts in the studio and reaction from the best players in the world, we've got it covered.
I know what I can do, you know. I got back to the old Premier League setup and the World Cup of Darts setup. So these darts are fitting for me, they're fantastic. And from the second set, it went mad, you know, 167, 170 for you only can dream about to win a match with a 170 finish, of course.
The William Hill World Championship stage is the biggest there is. Did you feel, as a five-time world champion, you were able to bully Roby John there, a debutant?
Well, Roby, I know Roby for a year now, and he's a great player. You know, he was in the youth final. He lost to Keegan Brown, and I was following him because he was on the same night when I won the Premier League. He lost to Keegan. So then I saw him in the Grand Slam of Darts last month, and I saw him beating Adrian Lewis. Adrian Lewis is a two-time world champion, don't get me wrong, you know. So I was warned. And when that draw came out, I'm saying to myself, don't underestimate him. Don't do your thing, you know, because he can play.
You've obviously won the Premier League this year. You have shown at times, you know, the confident old Barney. Do you feel right now that we could be in for a similar kind of showing from you this tournament?
I know it's hard to get 100 average in sets. I did this tonight, apart from 50% doubles, you know. I know I can do it, but I have to work hard, and I'm really pleased if I work hard for the last 2-3 weeks and it gives you something back, you know. I worked 6 to 8 hours a day, practicing with some lads in Holland. And now it gives me something back, you know. A game like tonight, 167, 170 to finish. I'm happy, you know. I'm happy to be Raymond van Barneveld to survive Christmas. You know, it's always pressure. You don't want to go out before Christmas. It's always the same, you know. And some of us are out. And they have a worse Christmas, you know. And for me, tomorrow I fly back. I'm extremely happy, and I work even harder for the following days, and flying back on Sunday and playing Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie Caven, you met last year at the William Hill World Championship.
Yeah, tough
and
game,
it was a
tough
great
game.
Are you anticipating similar?
I think so. You know, Jamie was struggling tonight. He was playing Jason Hawk, and in the last set, Jason did not play his A game, but you cannot say anything about the game tonight, you know. A different Jamie will stand up next week because he's playing Raymond van Barneveld. He know if he play not right, he's going to be 4-0 or 4-1. So Jamie played extremely well last year, and I'm warned again. I'm preparing myself ready for that game because Jamie is top class.
Raymond van Barneveld then 25-1, as I said, to lift the trophy. Each way terms available, of course. Let's round this podcast off then with Rod Harrington's thoughts on his favourite bets in round two.
The William Hill World Darts Championship on In Play Radio.
At the second round of the William Hill World Darts Championship here at Alexandra Palace, and kicking off proceedings, Robert Thornton takes on Ronnie Baxter. Two solid players. Thorn at 1-3 on us, not a lot of value, but the value is for me 6-4 for Thornton to win the match, but Ronnie Baxter to score two or more sets. The value. Next game up, the Bull, Terry Jenkins, takes on the Australian Lawrence Ryder. And although Lawrence Ryder had a great game in the first round, I don't think he's going to get over the Bull. Not a lot of value in this game at all, but Jenkins to have the highest checkout. The colourful Peter Wright steps up next against Ronnie Hybrax, the Belgian. And Peter Wright is on fire. I think he's going to have a good performance and a good tournament. Him to win 4-1, 5-2. Last game up, the world number one and current world champion, Michael van Gerwen, takes on the German, Sascha Stein. There is no value here whatsoever. 1-50 for Michael to win the game. But I tell you what about the nine darter? 25-1 for Michael van Gerwen. Worth a couple of quid. Andy Hamilton takes on the Australian Carl Anderson. I'm going for a straight Carl Anderson win here. The Spaniard Christo Reyes steps up. He beat Wes Newton in the first round, but it's going to be a different story against Kevin Painter. I'm going for Kevin Painter to win 4-2. Phil Taylor's up against Mark Webster, the Welshman, former world champion. For him to get at least one set, 1-2.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.